This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code WONDERY for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/Wondery and use code WONDERY at checkout.
Every morning, click over to TNTRadioEmpire.com and fire up the earbuds.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Next week, what's happening, Push?
Rachel Ware will be here on Monday. Craig Peters will be joining us on Thursday, and I believe
Peters within a Peters.
Yeah. And then Thursday, I believe we're also going to be getting a call from our buddy Bobcat.
Bobcat's going to be in Omaha.
Peters within Peters.
Yeah. And Nick, you're out doing comedy this weekend.
Tonight, Gary Curtis, Larry, doing our Blaze the Mike show in Lincoln at Backswing Brewing. Tomorrow night, I'll be in Tacoma, Nebraska at the Tipsy Pig, and Sunday night in Lincoln at the Zoo Bar.
I was on the toilet reading the Atlas the other day.
As you do.
Right. Even you don't have to poop, you just go in there to read it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's the only place that feels right, reading the Atlas.
Top five biggest growing cities in the U.S.
Let me guess. It's still Phoenix is one, right?
It is not in the top five.
Oh, but they must have just dropped out.
This is just sheer population increase, not percentage, not per capita.
Just how many people showed up in these
cities. People who have moved into this city.
And they are all mid-level cities or major cities?
No, they're major cities.
Okay. Oh, then, God.
Houston.
Houston's in there.
Yeah, that's a good one to say.
Number two, a distant second, though. They increased around 43,000 people. I assume this is just the city limits.
City limits is how
right.
They work.
Atlanta,
The metropolitan area. Atlanta did not make the list.
How about Nashville?
Not on the list.
I love Burns saying that. It's still just rednecks down there. I didn't think he was going to go that way, and I loved it, you know. Vegas.
Not on the list. Los Angeles.
L.A.'s probably one, right?
31,000-person increase.
L.A. looks gorgeous.
San Antonio, fourth, with nearly 24,000. Fort Worth, not far behind, fifth, with 23,000. New York City was the biggest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
87,000 people moved into New York City. Princeton, Texas, suburb of Dallas, saw a 31% increase.
And but that's a suburb, right?
Texas. What did we get here? Don't buy the banana bread at the Whataburger in Pleasanton, Texas.
They serve banana bread there?
Somebody semen in it?
No, somebody was selling it in the parking lot.
Semen is a verb.
That's 9:37 on a Friday, folks, right there.
Why not?
We finally found the workaround on that, huh?
Everything can be a verb. Right. You just say ED at the end.
There's this guy selling a banana bread in the parking lot of the Whataburger in Pleasanton, Texas, which is a suburb of San Antonio. And they found the muscle relaxer, Tizanidine.
Oh, that's probably good stuff, huh? Why was you putting that in there?
why
are you buying banana bread from a guy in a parking lot?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, they don't sell it inside.
Good point.
But you're already there at a Whataburger. If you're hungry, go in and buy a Whataburger.
Did he have a... like a Girl Scout kind of thing set up out front?
I don't see a picture of this, but I assume that's what had to be going on.
And then once you get the muscle relaxing, does a guy just, you know, tag you? What's he do? I mean, how's he get the benefit of the laughter later? Like, oh, look at that guy, probably went home and all of a sudden he got gloopy.
Yeah, I don't know what the payoff is there.
Yeah, what's the payoff?
There was
here,
one
man.
Woman took a bite of the bread, tasted very sour, and she spit it out. When she cut the bread open, she discovered white pieces inside. This is the muscle relaxer.
We didn't even grind it up. There were just pieces of pills.
It's not like you just took
threw a handful of pills in the batter.
Well, banana bread does have little nuts in it, so you probably just chewed them, not thinking it was a nutty thing, right?
Yeah, I prefer it without nuts.
No, yeah. Well, they figured out who it was, and they're in the process of getting a warrant for him.
Seriously, he's still on the loose.
I realize that we're looking at what's the upside here.
Yeah,
he wasn't like he was serving to them, and they're in the house together, and the guy was going to pass out. He could have his way with the person.
Right.
It wasn't that nefarious. He was just like, I'm going to give this guy. He's going to go home and feel loopy.
You like to see the victim of your practical joke.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Or your murder.
I don't know.
Or your rape, it sounds like to me.
I'm not generally in the business of victim blaming, but these people are stupid.
If it was properly wrapped and looked like he was selling them that way. I mean, people do buy stuff from people all the time in parking lots.
This guy maybe had a card table or sitting out behind his trunk or something and wrapped in cellophane. Like, this is, come on, that's
sketchy. I would buy other stuff from somebody like that, but not food.
Yeah.
Right.
Xanaflex is the commercial name for Tizanidine.
Yeah, I'm not familiar on my muscle relaxers.
What's it do to you? It sounds good. It
relaxes your muscles.
Yeah.
I used to enter some orders for that in the pharmacy, but
did you?
Like most things, I had no idea what it did.
Apparently,
they never put anybody through to you to ask,
MS,
right?
Or
well, no, that call was patched straight to a pharmacist.
Yeah, right.
Like, let me get you to somebody that knows something.
Spinal cord injuries, multiple sclerosis.
Oh, all the bad stuff. Okay.
By the way, I just got a text from Cleet.
Oh, yeah.
It says, I can confirm that, yes, for a football game to go to overtime, it requires that the score be tied at the end of regulation.
He knows the rules.
Yeah.
That's why he's our friend.
Screw you, Cleet.
Shut up, Cleet.
Yeah, if you're going to give him crap about not flipping a coin, he's certainly going to bounce on that.
It's only fair.
We don't like that rule either, especially when my team loses. If my team's losing, it should be overtime.
Doesn't college overtime require an extra coin flip? Just like the...
That's why,
NFL?
That's why he went to the pros. You know, he's afraid to flip that coin twice. Cleet's going to hammer us. We got more mic time than he does.
Now, in the college overtime coin flip, do they get the choice?
I guess they get to choose which side of the stadium you go to.
Yeah, but I think you choose if you want the ball. Or you want to be on defense right
away. You
want
to be on defense.
Yeah.
Right. And then the other team gets to pick the side.
Which end of the stadium.
Right.
I think that's how that works.
And then it does switch. They go back, though. They don't stay in one side of the stadium.
I thought they went to one side.
They go back and forth, I think.
Oh, okay, sure they do.
Depending on how many touchdowns in. Now, Cleet, we don't know that, Cleet. Let us know. Of course, you don't do college anymore. He's a pro guy.
He does
know the game has to be tied in regulation. Yeah. Now get working on the Todd rule, damn it.
Get rid of
the tush push, too.
I don't think that's on the ref
test. The tush push is stupid, too. Get rid of that.
No, he doesn't seem too committed to getting rid of the Todd rule.
I know.
I think
he's actively fighting against it.
Yeah, even if he hates the rule, he's not going to pursue it just to piss you off.
The only people that I see that are for that rule are guys who are in the business, are other NFL officials. Or, I think I got a comment from some, he was an NBA official.
And we got likes the Todd rule.
No.
Nobody likes it. So I don't care what anybody, they're in the minority,
And
it's nice when your team gets the ball.
Yeah. I mean, the argument to be made is out there. They have all the evidence.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right.
And they can say, well, this is like college overtime. It's not the game. You fumble the ball out of bounds anywhere else.
I know.
You don't lose possession.
I know.
I mean, you penalize them somehow, I guess, if they fumble it out of the end zone. Well, they're supposed to take care of the ball. Well, they're supposed to take care of the ball all the time.
The key to this rule, though, Todd, is someday when the Vikings are in a big playoff game, it's actually going to help you. And that'll be the weirdest.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to go, hey, Todd.
Yeah.
Well,
it's going to turn back to help you someday.
Well, there's
although I hate the rule. I hate the rule.
Is that the same rule in college as well?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And it sucks there, too.
And apparently the games had to be tied to go in overtime. So thanks to our professional referee to check it in on that.
Thanks, White Hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, a line judge might not have known that.
We've been on a long ride.
A referee would certainly know that.
Yeah. I think he just waits for chances to hammer us.
I know he does.
We throw so much crap his way.
Of course you do.
We deserve...
Because we can flip a coin, that's why.
Well, we deserve tenfold what we get from him.
More than that.
Yeah.
More than that.
Yeah, he must not listen all that much because there's a lot more he could pounce on.
Yeah.
But that one was actually his area of expertise.
Yeah.
knowing that the game needs to be tied.
That and chasing ambulances, right? Okay. This is why you want to be friends with us in personal life. You know, we're such good friends.
And again, as we stated earlier in the show, not bullies off the air.
Not at all.
But on the air.
I wouldn't say any of this. Well, the Todd rule, we'd go off on that a little bit. But
as soon as that light in the hallway comes on, it's just a switch flips in all of us.
The Todd rule goes back to the day with me. I was on the west coast of Florida, in the Tampa area, in St. Pete, and Cleet was in Miami, I believe, at Fort Lauderdale at the owner's meeting. And he was there for
rules committee meetings.
He was on the rules committee that time. And he texted me, because I heard you're in Florida. I said, yeah, I'm over in St. Pete. And he said, yeah, I'm over here, and blah, blah, blah. And then I said, hey, you're down for that the rules committee thing. And I go, hey, why don't you ask about the Todd rule? And he said, not going to happen. That was years ago. So I think he's just messing with you, Todd, at this point. You know.
Yeah, I don't know what he really believes. I suppose he can't really come out with a public opinion about that, can he?
Yeah. It's not his job to believe in the rules. It's just his job to adjudicate them as given.
Right. Oh, you said adjudicate. That's pretty fancy word for this late in the season.
Yeah. It is. I'm impressed by myself. I had no idea I had that ability right now either.
Yeah.
Pack it in.
Yeah.
But this was an instance.
Quit now. You said adjudicate.
Yeah. Well, when he got on the committee or was invited by the committee, he had some input then. They were asking for his input, right?
Didn't sound
like he really believed that rule needed to be changed. And that rule needs to be changed. Yeah. And God, we need
so
football.
So is a tush push. Tush push is lame. I hate that rule. Yeah. There's only about two or three teams would have voted. They got rid of it.
Yeah, it was within. Right. It was very close.
Real close. One or two teams.
We're talking football now because we're about to enter the great sports doldrums.
Yeah, we are. Mm-hmm.
The worst.
Yeah.
Oh, mid-season baseball.
Yeah. Because if you're a Pirate fan.
Regular season baseball is all we have up until, the end of August, I guess, is when college football starts.
I mean, we'll latch on to training camp stuff, even though it's lame.
Yeah, my son goes to camp first week in August. That's going to be here quick enough. So, yeah.
I'll be watching some press conferences.
You will, Nick. Of course you will. Yeah. I'll be following Aaron Rodgers.
You going to any Thaddeus Stevens press conferences? I think I'd like to hear more of those and less Chief and Husker talk.
Yeah. Well, I'll get it when it happens. You know me. I'll get it when it happens. Yeah. Steve Byrne joined us today. He's the Funny Bone this weekend. Two shows tonight, two tomorrow. Also, Nick is out doing
comedy. Zach Peterson featuring those shows.
Yes, he is. You mentioned that.
Yeah, right. Zach was here Wednesday.
Yeah, Gary and I are in Lincoln tonight doing our Blaze the Mike show. Backsweek Brewing tomorrow night, Tipsy Pig, Takema, Nebraska, and back in Lincoln on Sunday at the Zoo Bar.
Podcast
all
available.
All air-conditioned.
Yeah, podcast available to all the podcast platforms. And if you please download the Todd and Tyler app this weekend. You get to hear the stream on there, and you can hear all the podcasts. And please patronize all the advertisers here and all the radio stations we're on. And thank you, by the way.
And all the podcasts.
Yeah. All that.
The advertisers.
Advertise with us. You know you're cool. All right. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday, right?
Rachel Ware will join us on Monday.
We're back live Monday?
Yeah. All yeah. Right. Greg Peters later on in the week. Bobcat Cullen.
Yeah. One-day work weeks are pretty cool. All right. Come on back. See you Monday. Thanks.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.